This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Farmland real estate values have hit a record high. We'll have more right after this.
Hank Williams Jr. Are you ready for the contract? Live in concert.
It's a family tradition.
Bocephus Live with special guest Old Crow Medicine Show.
Got a bang for the finer bang.
Friday, August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Born to boogie.
Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Hank Williams Jr.
A new USDA report on farmland shows the highest values in history. USDA's land value summary confirmed another increase in the value of U.S. farmland. Danny Munch, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the value rose 4.3%, which comes out to $180 per acre.
Bringing the national average to a record high of $4,350 per acre. This marks the fifth consecutive year of land value increases, though the pace has slowed over the years. Cropland values rose by 4.7% to $5,830 per acre, and pastureland values climbed 5% to $1,920 an acre.
Cash rents also hit record high levels, rising 0.6% to $161 per acre. Munch said the slower rise in land prices compared to previous years is due to multiple factors.
As commodity prices have receded and the farm income picture has been more uncertain, that has caused land price increases in the ag community to deflate or be more uncertain. Unlike prior years when Midwest row crop states saw double-digit increases, we actually saw no double-digit increases across states this year. The biggest increases were in Michigan, Tennessee, and South Dakota.
Munch added that these changes in value will have a mixed impact on U.S. agriculture.
On the positive side, continued increase in real estate values means that the primary asset many farmers own, which is land, has grown in value. That means it really strengthens the balance sheet and can improve access to credit. On the other side, that rate of growth has slowed. So that means the expansion of equity has also slowed.
For more information, visit fb.org. For the rest of this story and much more, visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.